So, it's Regular People's Weekend. I hope you're happy. I hope you are happy now. I have acknowledged you. I have acknowledged you. Or ideally, on the podcast on a weekend, I would have done a review of episodes that were just recorded on the podcast this week. But because I'm still, you know, trying to make you get acquainted to the podcast, I'm not going to do that this particular weekend. Instead, I'm going to talk about another serious topic. Nice, right? Yeah. So, at the camp I was at last week, yes, it feels like it's been longer I got back. Wow. Anywho, yeah, so during one of the prayer sessions, a friend of mine, Kelechi, referenced someone. They said something that someone said. And then the moment I heard, I was like, wait a minute. That's true. So the oldest man in the world ever, Methuselah, who lived for 969 years, that's the only thing we know about him. As per in the Bible, it says Methuselah, son of, lived for 969 years and then he died. The end, full stop. I mean, even the most evil person in this world would have a longer biography. Even the most terrible people, sets of people, would have lots of things written about them other than that one line. Like, that's all we know about him. That's all there is about him. That's the beginning, middle, and end about Methuselah. He lived 969 years doing what exactly? Just living. I don't know about anybody else, but I would not want to stay on this earth for that long just to live. It doesn't make any sense. Ah, yes, the oldest man in the world is. That's what he's known for. That's a good. No, it's not. It's really not a good thing to be known for just being the oldest person. Hello, you're not getting paid to be the oldest. Oh yeah, now that you're the oldest person, what next? How has that changed your life? How has that improved world hunger or climate change? It doesn't. There is no economic significance or importance to you being the oldest person to live on the earth. Do not. So why am I saying all of these things, Seth? Why have I chosen to drag old Methuselah on a wonderful weekend as this? I'm not dragging him. I mean, before now, I respected him. I still do respect him. But do not live life because that's like one of the things you are meant to do. Live. No. Live life because there is something that you want to do. Live life because there are things that you want to actualize. And even if there are nothing, there is nothing that you want to actualize, let there be purpose. Basically, so there has to be something that you want to actualize. Shall you get? On Monday, I think Monday, it has to be Monday. It definitely has to be Monday. On Monday, I was having a conversation with a new friend of mine that I met at the camp. Yeah, it always happens like this. Whenever I'm back from camp, things that I will say are usually from the camp, at the camp, in the camp. So just bear with me, please. But we're talking about something that I had talked about recently on the podcast, and that's consistency. And I was just saying that, okay, for consistency, I'm not going to say what I said because I think I've said all of that on the podcast before. And if you want to hear what I said, scroll up. Scroll down. You would find it. Yes. Oh, scroll up. Yeah, I think scroll up. You'll find it. Yeah. And then she said something. I'm like, yeah, that's true. There has to be a why and a what to stuff. No, she said something. And then I made her point for her the more. There has to be a why and what for your consistency to actually have meaning. If not, you would burn out because it is just energy. But we're not talking about consistency today, Shay. Yes. So back to Methuselah. Do not just live, because that's one of the characteristics of a human being. Living. Okay. There's no elbow growth. It actually can also be living. Do you get the point? Please do get the point. There has to be something that you are actually doing. There has to be something that you are actually putting your heart, your mind to, other than just living. Do not just be a... I don't want to call somebody's name so that I do not get dragged. But there is a particular person who is known for just giving birth. If you do not know who this person is already... I don't know, you live under the rock maybe. But do not just live. Do not just be another human being who lived for 52 years or who lived for 78 years. I don't know why I'm calling these ages. I don't know. But let something else be attached to your life. Let there be something that you hold dear. Obviously, living cannot be the only thing you hold dear to yourself. Find something that you want to do. Find something that at the end of your time, when people are reading your biography, they don't just say, oh, Daniel was born in the year 19... and he lived for nom-nom years. Yes, please. You are better than that. Do not humiliate yourself by having just one line at the end of a long stay on earth. I really hope this made sense to you. If you know anyone who does want to listen, please be sure to show them how you got here. Until you hear from me again tomorrow, beautiful people, ciao.